Sider on the tax working group. I said, are you going to drop the income tax levels? And do you know what they said? No way. No surprises there. All right, to talk about the markets, I'm joined now by Frances Sweetman from Milford Asset Management. Frances, hello.
Hi, Heather.
There's been a lot to digest for markets over the past week. What are you seeing?
There has been. I mean, we've had the G7 summit, Trump meeting Kim Jong-un, and at the end of the week, of course, the imposition of US and Chinese tariffs. That's a lot for the market to digest. We've also had meetings of the two biggest central banks globally with the ECB and the US Fed and a US Fed rate rise. So it has seen the end of the rally that we had in the first couple of weeks of this month. And markets have been a bit more bumpy, but frankly, they've still been remarkably stable, particularly given rising trade tensions. And in fact, the local market ended the week slightly up.
Yeah, and in local corporate news?
Air New Zealand held an investor day last week, which was the biggest corporate event. It was very timely because the market's concerned about its ability to raise prices in the rising fuel price environment that we've got currently. But the company was very keen to highlight that it can reduce costs, it can drive passenger demand via its strong brand, its customer service, its attractive destinations. And we can see the structural advantages that the company's built with its routes, its fleet, its alliances. It is well-placed versus competitors. It's got a good management team. And the airline industry appears to be maturing and it is becoming more rational, which should allow it to raise prices to a certain extent. But hey, let's be honest, airlines are still a tough industry and the high fuel price is a major headwind to growing earnings in the next few years. That said, probably reflected in the current share price.
Now, Frances, just last night, local mobile payments company PushPay announced a sell down of the shares held by one of the co-founders. What's your take on that?
Yeah, one of the two co-founders, Elliot Crowther, sold his holdings and resigned from the board for personal reasons to spend more time with his family. We have to give the two co-founders of PushPay a huge amount of credit, actually. The company's grown revenue from about $5 million 3 years ago to a current run rate of about $100 million, and its share price has more than doubled in the last year, so it's a real New Zealand success story. In terms of the sell down, well, it's not unusual for founders to move on from businesses when they've dedicated so much time and energy to that. In fact, we've seen other sell downs from stakeholders recently, such as members of the executive team at Vista, the ex-CEO of Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, Rod Drury at Xero, of course. And that as much illustrates the markets that we're in now, with valuations high. It provides a good opportunity for these long-term holders to sell down some of their stakes. For PushPay, it really is business as usual. The other co-founder remains the CEO. It's not going to push ahead with its US listing. Now this sell-down's given it more liquidity, so that's probably good for local investors. And we're just excited to watch the next stage with the company potentially becoming cash flow break-even in the next 6 months.
All right. One of the big events, of course, in New Zealand recently was Field Days. Is there anything there to influence the local market, do you think?
Nothing company-specific, although we did attend to get a feel for the levels of confidence in the rural sector, being so important to the New Zealand economy.
Any impressions that you came away with?
Well, contrary to other media reports, we probably got the feel that there was less spending going on than there could have been, given high commodity prices and the high farm gate milk price, particularly on the big ticket items. So the event seemed to be very well attended. There were plenty of people spending money. You know, Scaler Up had a great time, Swan Dry did. But some of the bigger ticket machinery, some of the milking shed kit, some of the tractor sellers, they were seeing less conversions when we spoke to them, which admittedly was only on Thursday, so before the two big days. In my view, that just reflects a bit of nervousness in the industry, particularly in the dairy industry about Mycoplasma bovis. And then you've got environmental concerns and concerns possibly about land prices across the whole rural sector, which must be weighing on confidence and weighing on people's minds. But it was busy and there was certainly plenty of money being spent.
All right. Thanks, Frances. Frances Sweetman, Milford Asset Management. Patrick Smalley's next, 6:22.